Welcome to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith. I'm a multidimensional channeler sharing my gift to assist others to connect and work with their whole being, helping bring them into a beautiful way of high-frequency living. Immerse yourself in an hour of nourishment that feeds your spiritual journey and invites you to embrace your empowered soul. You'll feel armed with new understandings for how to shift from pain to love as we explore topics from shamanic sound healing to gut health. Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world around us and learn new tools and techniques to feel whole again? Of course you are, and you're in the right place. Pure Intuitive Talk starts now. Hey everybody, welcome to Pure Intuitive Talk. I'm your host, Trish Smith, and you're listening to the Transformation Talk Radio. Here with me today, I have an old friend of mine, Lorraine Antonopoulos. And we're just going to be talking about organically, but talking about friendship, talking about prayer, talking about her mother specifically was a mentor to me, and just interesting things along the way in our own friendship of, I think, how long have we been friends? Like 17, 18 years?
Somewhere. How old is the boy? The Casey's how old?
He's 24.
I met you when he was in first grade.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't want to do math right now, but that's a long time.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
So Lorraine and I met. I was working for the school district and she was also working for the school district. And one of the things that attracted me to you was your fierce mothering, protective nature. That's something that we both have in common, mm-hmm. where like our kids come first and we don't mess around. Our kids are our priority. And for me, that's always been something that attracts me to friends, you know, and people that I like holding on to, is when I have a lot of respect for mm-hmm. how they're showing up as a mother. It's just mm-hmm. something that I value.
Oh, thank you. I look at it more like you came to work, and you know, working with women is very difficult. They're very, very picky. But you came to work, and you were just fun, loving, light, not heavy, heavy person. You know, where some of the other women were just like drama or whatever.
Yeah.
What I noticed is that you weren't drama. And, you know, I think we all do drama at some point, but that was one of the nice things. It was just easy. It just, yeah. Again, it's just kind of just flowed through, and it really wasn't much of anything. It was just, okay, let's just hang out. Oh, okay. You know, type situation. So
I was thinking about that this morning. I was remembering like, I've always been on the move. So I'm always like, I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there, do this, do that. And you're always down to ride. I mean, no matter what, I could be like, Lorraine, we're going to go hand out flyers for this missing child. And you're like, wait for me. I'm coming. You know, or I could be like, hey, want to go to the beach? You're like, yep. I mean, you just,
yeah.
Always,
yeah.
We had a definite Thelma and Louise thing going until I moved so far away.
That is true.
Which you're not still angry with me, are you? Because I remember you'd say, I'm still
angry. Oh, yes, I'm very angry still. That will never change. But I have to move on.
Yes. I remember you'd say, I'm still mad at you for moving. And I'm like,
oh. No, I am. I'm still mad at you for moving. It never should have happened, but what are you going to do?
I know. I agree with you. I'm still mad at me for moving sometimes. It's far away from so much that I love, you know.
Mm-hmm. But people have different choices. You know, you had a choice that you needed to make that was beneficial to you and your family, and you were taking care of your aunt. So, you know, it all factors in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was just thinking about that this morning, how you were just always down. Like, Lorraine, you want it? Yep.
I mean, it was easygoing back in my young age. Yes.
And we were like, it's funny, like you're talking about, it's always been really easy between us. You're one of the few people that I can just sit. We would sit on the beach and we didn't talk. You look at your newspaper or your magazine, and I just soak up the sun, and we could sit with each other and be with each other and not feel like we had to fill these blank spaces or, but yeah, we've always been very comfortable in each other's company.
Yeah, and that's just how the relationship, it just was easy. It wasn't drama, you know, and when you have drama, it's just hard. It's difficult, you know, and no, I don't think I've ever been in our relationship like, oh my God, I can't stand Trish right now. She's driving me up the wall, which I do with other people, you know.
Are you sure? Because we've been friends a long time. I haven't gotten under your skin yet.
No, I don't.
I'm going to try harder.
Have you gotten under yours at any point? I mean, no, I don't think so. I look at it a different, you know, if it came to like, oh, we have our ups and downs, you know, I've had friends that were high maintenance, and that's exactly what it is. High maintenance. Very hard to be a friend with someone who's high maintenance.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That is very true.
Very
I'm the same way. I don't want the drama. And that's another point that I've enjoyed about you is there's no drama.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, I can't do drama. I just can't do it.
No.
I don't have the energy for it. I don't want it.
Mm-mm.
So thank you. Thank you for not being drama.
Well, there you go. That's why we click.
And thank you for having my back.
Oh, yeah, that. Yes.
You're welcome. Over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we were at different points, but you helped me to realize that it is what it is. You know, which I'm very, that's my philosophy. Can't really do a whole lot. Can't really change everything. But I think it's just the acceptance. You know, you accepted me being, you know, old. I'm older than you, per se. And, you know, you're younger. But it just like it didn't, there's like no line between. It's just like open. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that it's like when we were talking yesterday and you said we've been living parallel lives.
Yeah.
Because one of the important messages I wanted to drive home for the audience today is the importance of a true friendship and how much value there is in that. Because for myself, there's so much value in having you in particular as a friend where I can really just be all of myself.
Right.
I mean, you've seen all sides of me.
Exactly.
You've seen all sides of me. And you've never turned your back on me. And you've always accepted whether I am, you know, maybe being having a raunchy personality, me, you know, or sense of humor, you know.
Meaning me having to remind you that we were in a school with
sometime.
Children.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
don't call me Trucker Trish for nothing.
I'd be like, Trish, no, come on. You know, you gotta simmer down there.
But it's so important because I know that for you and I think we have very much the same core values. And I think that it's like the rest of it is just noise, right? Like you and I have the same moral compass and we have the same strong values and we prioritize our family. And so all the rest of it is just kind of like the flavor, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's what, when we have that with each other, I think that we understand each other deeper because that's who we are. Like we understand who each other is. Like I know who you are and you know who I am.
Right. And it's funny because we're really two different people.
Yeah, totally.
We are, you know, I don't always agree with everything and you don't always agree with everything here. You know, you'll have your viewpoint and I'll have mine and they seem to just somehow mesh, but it still doesn't, like you still know where I stand and I know where you are. And it's like, okay, Trisha's just let her do her thing, you know, type thing. And it doesn't bother me. You know, you do what you want to do. And that's what happens, I think, when you're friends.
Yeah.
There's too many limitations. There's too many things you have to work on. Being a friend is just like, hey, let's go to you know, let's go to Target. And then we went to Target and the electricity shut down. Remember that
time? Oh my gosh, I forgot.
I was like screamed and you're like, oh, okay, I don't know. Remember that? It was like pouring rain and
I forgot about that.
Christmas
Yeah.
shopping or something for the kids. And it was like, oh my God, I can't see. Oh yeah. It was like, you know, so you were the calm in that storm, but, and then it's been vice versa for other things, you know?
Yeah. And I was just realizing, like, one of my first interactions with you is you were an aide in the classroom for my older son, Casey, who...
Oh, yes. I was in love
with him. And you were in love with him. And I just, that felt so... I'm going to cry, sorry. But that felt so good to me, knowing that, like, there's this woman. That's how I met you. You're like, oh, you know, before I even start, we started working together and became friends. And you're like, I just love your son. Mm-hmm. And I thought, how fortunate am I to have this woman who is... I'm going to look out for my kid. Like, she genuinely cares about him, like, in her heart. Like, I felt so grateful.
Oh.
And I'm like, all right. Like, that felt so good to me. And I just knew who you were in that moment.
Right. No, I remember that. And whether it's a reminder, because Casey did kind of remind me with the same personality, the same tone, you know, his personality, a lot like my younger son. So... even though there was, my son was old, is older, right? Kyle's older.
Yeah.
So when I saw Casey, it was like, oh, I see a lot of things in him that I saw with my son. And, you know, sometimes it just happens. I mean, quite honestly, it just happens. You just look at somebody and you just, every day, you just start feeling more love for whatever reason.
Love that kid.
Whether they need to be, you know, secure or what. I mean, it just happens, because some of the kids that you would think, oh, you're gonna love this kids, are like, no, they don't need my attention, you know. Some, and it's not always the kids that,
yeah, he's a sweet
vital heart. Children either, or pain, you know, a pain in the butt type.
Yeah, we've worked with all of them, and he just has the sweetest heart. Like, I remember that year when you were working with him, that Desiree had said to me, she said, your son is like that kid that's getting me through the year.
Oh, yeah.
It spoke to his heart for me. And I just remember feeling so grateful that he was in such good hands. We're going to have to go to a break in a minute.
Okay.
So we'll get back to this. But I also wanted to, when we get back, talk about like some of the things that we've gone through in the last almost 20 years, because there's been some wild rides. Yeah.
I would say so. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, yes.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to go ahead and go to break. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Trish Smith, your host of Pure Intuitive Talk. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Life engineering processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for Wisdom Nuggets, step-by-step guidance to uncover the processes that help create the perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit to realize your true potential. Get ready for some magic wisdom on how to create a life of no regrets. Visit CoachingAcademy.net.
Join Dr. Ellie Zarabian, host of From Chaos to Connection, Growing from Pain to Community, every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can impact the world in the most powerful way. Whatever your spiritual background or cultural heritage, you can transform pain and trauma into community and well-being. On Chaos to Connection, Dr. Ellie helps you identify what you need to make progress on your life's journey. Visit CenterOnPeace.com.
Tune in to The Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your host, Camilla Kahlberg, helps you create a great life in an easier way. Learn the why, what, and how of conscious awareness. Shift what no longer serves you. Camilla knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. To learn more, visit KahlbergCoaching.com.
We'll be right back. the importance of having a true friend and having that trust, because it does take trust to be willing to reach out to another person and open yourself up. And I know that you and I have opened up all over the place over the years. And I know that I can trust you. And I know that you're not going to judge me. And I know that you're going to support me.
Oh, I might judge you. I might judge you. I just don't verbalize it. No, I'm teasing, but yeah.
I love it.
We don't have, I don't put on a show. Okay. Yes. I'm who I am. And yeah, I just don't, I'm not trying to be somebody else. You know, I'm trying just to be me. So when people are trying to be something else, you can genuinely know. You genuinely can feel that they're really like this or they're not really like this.
Yeah.
They're putting on an act type situation.
Yeah. Yeah. True that. True that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So thank you. Thank you for being someone that I've been able to trust and to open up to and go through some crazy, crazy stuff with.
Some parallel, you know, one thing that we've always had is that I'll go through something and then it works out, you know, a relationship or whatever. And then I swear to you, within a couple weeks to a month, it's like, you're going through the same thing. It's like, but it's in a different capacity, but it's like, oh my God, our lives are so parallel, you know, to each other, which is something that I don't think I've ever found that with anybody else, quite honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
I really don't. So it's been, that's kind of a thing that's just probably between you and me types of, you know, you and me and not,
I agree.
You can't buy it in a bottle, you know, you have.
And I think that it's such a blessing too. I personally believe that that's absolutely divine intervention and divine timing and divine, you know, divinely ordained, where, you know, God gave us each other for some of the things that we were going to be going through, mm-hmm. And possibly at similar times. I remember when my aunt had cancer and your mom had cancer and you and I were not okay. We were hot messes, but there we were, like you said, living those parallel lives, and mm-hmm. we had each other. And thank God for that.
Yeah, that really did help. It's just, sometimes I feel like I'm still there. I'm still in that turmoil because I want her back so badly. But at the same point, it's been several years and helping and talk, like I can talk to you about it. And it's not like, okay, well, you got to move on now, you know, come on, let's, you know, pull yourself up and move on. And sometimes you just need that. You just wake up and go, I cannot understand why I feel like this. You know, and, you know, it's just, you know, it's just a feeling that you get. And I think that we have a lot of similarities, but then we're very opposite. So,
yeah. I think that might be one of my favorite things is that we are so, so different. And then we're so, so much alike. And I think that it makes it fun.
You know, we were not alike in, shopping. You remember shopping?
Yeah, I remember. I'm like, I got deodorant and paper towels, and you're like, I got 20 new shirts.
It's like Christmas shopping is just like, I'll take this. Oh yeah, I'll take that. And you're like, Lorraine, it's like your ADHD. I'm like, I don't have that. I totally know what I'm doing.
Was that your favorite when I diagnosed you with ADD in the middle of Target?
Probably.
I'm like, you have ADD. You're like, no, I don't. I'm like,
I was like, no, I don't.
That was hilarious.
I just went in and, you know, my mind's here, whatever. Mm-hmm. So.
And I wanted to welcome you because I honestly find it just like interesting. Like, so it's a conversation that I've had with other people too, is kind of like how people view us, right? So we're doing us, we're going through the world and we're just walking along doing our own thing. And we're really not paying attention to what other people might be thinking or feeling or how they're reacting to it. And so when I was explaining to you that I was going to be doing this, that I was going to be hosting this talk show, and you were saying, you know, your audience needs to know who you are. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess, and this and that. And you're like, and you went on this, you know, long explanation that all these things that I wouldn't have even thought of. And I just remember saying to you, well, why don't you tell them? And you're like, I will.
That's where memory serves me. Like, I can't remember everything.
I just thought it was interesting.
I just think when you are doing this type of thing, is that you don't want to be labeled as one thing. Okay, so you would talk about your whatever your first episode was, the trauma and all that stuff of what you experienced, but that doesn't define you.
Right, I agree.
You need to have people see your other side. Maybe not the wild and crazy. No, I mean,
not Trucker Trish.
That's reserved for other things. But it's just, you've been through so many other things that I personally haven't been through, you know? So I always find that kind of interesting. Like when I met your dad, I think we had a birthday party for the kids. We were at the beach and I can't remember if anybody else was there. I know my husband and I were there with the kids, but we walked up to him and, you know, to introduce ourselves. And I said, oh, hi, I work with Trish. And he said, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he said? I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. I really feel sorry. And I'm like, what the heck? And I go, no, we love her. You know, we love you, her. So I just remember that type. And then you think to yourself, what in the world happened that a father could say that about a daughter? You know, yeah. I just kind of picked up on that. But, yeah. You know, again, it's just one of those things.
That my whole high school years, like he always, like my friends thought he was hilarious because he was always saying stuff like that. And they'd be like, your dad's so funny. I'm like, it's not funny.
I didn't think it was funny. I thought he was, you know, you just don't, I don't know. It was just a bizarre answer to a really normal question. It was just his bizarre.
Yeah, because most people would say, nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's always had that very cynical sense of humor and had a sharp tongue. And all that other stuff. So yeah, I've heard all kinds of things that I haven't wanted to hear in my life.
It made you who you are. And I think that's important. But when you're young, you know, we have to grow up. We have to respect our elders, our parents, you know, whatever. It's just, there was no wishy-washy on this. It was just the way it is. You know.
Well, I know for them too, I was difficult because I was that kid with ADHD that was like bouncing off the walls, and I always did whatever I wanted. Like, and I was unstoppable. And I remember even in high school, I said to him, because I had been doing drugs in high school, and I said, how come you never stopped me? And he said, every time I told you not to do something, you went out and did it twice as much.
Well, yeah. That's
so true. I know that I was, what would you call that? Strong-headed.
Strong-willed,
you know,
maybe.
Strong-willed, strong-headed, and I still am, you know.
Yeah.
But I know, well, I wasn't easy to raise.
Well, yeah, too. But then, from what you've said in the past, you know, you grew up, your parents partied, okay?
Right.
Your parents did some drugs. They partied. You know, I'm not sure of the exact, but that's a whole different thing, you know, because back in the '60s when I grew up. You know, it just was automatic. Your parents would drink, they get together, they would drink, you know, whatever. But I remember, now my family didn't do drugs, okay? But I was around a lot of other families that their parents partied just like that. So they grew up with no boundaries and, you know, and thinking it's okay to do that, you know, where I was so opposite that.
Yeah, I'm just glad that they were fun partiers, you know. But it was interesting because
I don't know how much you call fun the way they've treated you in the past.
Yeah, no, that part's not fun. But it was.
So I wouldn't really say
they were partiers. They're out having a good time, and then when I got in high school and I started partying and having fun, it was like, you can't do that. And I remember in high school and even as a young teen thinking like, well, but you do it. You know what I mean? So it didn't make sense to me.
Well, yeah, we're going to do what our parents,
you know, it exactly. And that was something that was important to me, was to make sure for my children that I modeled the behavior I wanted. And so I was able to take that, because I realized even in high school, kids aren't going to do what you say. Kids are going to do what you do. And so that's why when I started parenting, it was like, okay, I want to make sure that I model living a sober life and whatnot for them. So they had that. And I didn't quit drinking until I was 30, you know. Right. But yeah, it's just it's interesting, like you said, because it kind of helps you sometimes knowing what not to do is as important as knowing what to do.
Yeah, that's true. That is.
So there's so much value in that.
Yeah. But see, I had the kind of, I stayed with my mom, you know, I didn't move out, or I did at one point, but you know, where you, they literally told you.
I got kicked out. Yeah. I got kicked out when I was 16.
When was it?
I was 16. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I can't picture talking to my 10-year-old or my 16-year-old daughter and saying, you're on your own, move out.
Right.
You know, that's just not feasible to me. That's just something I can't, you know,
myself either, to be honest with you. Yeah.
But
we've got 2 minutes left and we have to go to break. Darn it. We're going to have to get back on this.
Okay.
But thank you for everybody tuning in. We have to take a break. We've got more coming up after the break. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Trish Smith, and you're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life.
Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the 7 dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, SCHEIDEGGER.com.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk with Trish Smith, your host, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Today, I'm sitting here with my good friend, Lorraine Antonopoulos, and we're talking about the value of friendship and being able to have someone that during your hardest, most difficult, or most down moments that you can call them and you can say all kinds of things that are on your heart and on your mind that you wouldn't normally say to anybody on the street, right? And they'll be there and they'll support you and you get to have that. And so having that place to land in life and having someone that genuinely cares about you.
Right.
So we're just talking about that today.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I look at it like, okay, yeah, you were there for one another, especially in very difficult times, which we have been through, but it's also in the easier times for just whatever reason. You know, it didn't, like, that doesn't define who we are. It just, whatever's going, oh my God, I have a hangnail. I'm going to call Trish and tell her, you know, it was that simple, that easy, like that thing. And that's, you know, other than you moving away, I don't think I've been mad at you.
Well, you know, I was telling Aaron the other day, because I was telling him I was going to have you on, and I was telling him, I said, I just remember, I mean, we hadn't, you know, been friends quite very long yet. And I remember I was at work and I wasn't feeling well that day and it wasn't horrible. I never really got sick. And I remember you calling me and you're like, I was just calling to make sure you were doing okay because you didn't feel good earlier. And I thought, wow, most people don't do that. Like you genuinely cared.
Mm.
You know, I mean, how many people, if I didn't feel well that day, I probably mentioned it to a few different people, right? And most people don't think twice about it. And they certainly don't think about the person later.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's just me.
Exactly.
You can figure out if someone's going through a hard time, if they're, or whatever, you weren't feeling well, whatever, if you were going to benefit, you know, I was like, oh, I'm just going to call her and just say, hey, you know, is there anything, you know? And then sometimes you don't, you know, I don't do it to everybody. So, you
know. But a lot of people don't take that extra step where they reach out and check and make sure the person's okay. But like, you and I have that in common. When we care about someone, it's no joke. Like, you really genuinely care, and you took the time to reach out and see if I was okay. And a lot of people don't do that. They don't go above and beyond and check in on the person.
I guess I hadn't thought about that. That's you know, like I say, that's what makes us each different.
Yeah.
Because I don't look at it. I don't look at it that way, but yeah. But just hear that you look at it that way.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was much appreciated. Well, and that's what I found interesting when you were saying, like, when we were talking and you were like, and you did this and you did that and you're doing this and you're doing that. And it's like, oh, you're right. Like, we don't think about how we're perceived in the world when we're just living.
Right. Exactly. Right? Exactly. Because, you know, you've said bits and pieces, you know, I know a lot and there's a lot you can't talk about, but what I always thought was interesting was you have mentioned, first of all, you mentioned being engaged a couple times, you know, for who, I don't even know, but then you had, you know, being kicked out, then you, I don't know if you had Casey and then got married or if you had him before, you know, with that timeline, but I remember thinking, well, that's pretty common. That's pretty, you know, a lot of people have kids before they're married or whatever. But then you weren't married to Casey's dad anymore. And then I don't know if it's in that timeline, but something about you having a boyfriend that was like paraplegic. And it was like, okay, that is something that I don't think we've ever really got into a conversation about, like how did you meet someone like that?
Oh yeah, that was before I was married. So my ex-husband and I, yeah, we got married and then I got pregnant with Casey and had him, you know, 9 months later, you know. So, and that was actually a pretty short-lived relationship considering getting engaged, getting married, getting pregnant, having a kid, and then splitting, you know. But my ex-fiance who had been paralyzed, I met him when I was 19, or I guess I met him when I was 18. We were together about a year and a half. And but growing up, I mean, my grandma, we're just caretakers, kind of, you know. My grandma was always taking care of everybody. My mom was always taking care of everybody. It's our nature. And so I'm just by nature a caretaker. Also, I think sometimes being the oldest child, like I'm always feel like, you know, let me take care of everybody. Very mothering, you know. But also too, it's interesting because when I met him, he had recently been paralyzed. And he hadn't been paralyzed that long after I'd met him. And at the time, like I didn't see. Like, I remember my grandpa saying to me one time, he's like, how come you're dating someone in a wheelchair? And we were sitting there together, you know, and I just looked at him and he goes, you know, you're dating someone who's handicapped. And I just looked at my fiance and I looked at my grandpa. I'm like, I don't consider him handicapped.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, I mean, looking back, it's like, I can appreciate there was a lot of extra work involved and extra effort, like, you know, with lifting and all this other stuff. And I was strong back then. So, but yeah.
How old? 19?
Yeah, 19.
I mean, most 19-year-old girls don't, you know, would look the other way, you know.
Yeah. So I've always seen souls, I think. Like, I see someone's soul. I don't see
anything. Well, you look past the physical.
Yeah.
You know, you connect.
Yeah.
On a different level, mentally or spiritually, whatever. But
yeah,
I just always thought that. So I, you know, condemn you for that because I think that's really unique. Most people don't do that, but it's kind of your personality. It's kind of Where I think we differ is that you do something and you just go with it. You don't need anybody's opinion. You know, I mean, you do in some points, but
yeah, no,
you just go for it, you know? And I would be like, I don't, you know, that it's just different. It was just different. And so I think that that's a quality that I know I don't have. You know, I can do it with the little kids, but I don't have that, the same feeling, you know. I'm more cynical.
Yeah.
I'm very much more
cynical. I have been told that I have too much hope. I have been told that
like you live in La La Land sometimes.
No, I've just been told that I care too much. I remember one time you told me, you're like, you have too much compassion. And I'm like, is that a thing? Like, you know, so I've been told by multiple people who are typically very close to me that I care too much. I have too much hope. I have too much compassion. I love too much, you know? So apparently those are things about myself that they're wired, they're hardwired. So,
I see.
So yeah, when I care about something, I go in 200%.
Oh yeah. Which sometimes is difficult to be on the outside of that because, you know, I don't run like that where you would. And it's like, wow, you know, I think you're putting too much time and effort into it. But then, you know, that was my feeling at that point. And then sometimes, you know, then eventually you would realize exactly how you, you know, your viewpoint on it. So.
Well, I think like we were talking about the other day, though, you made an excellent point because I've always just been me and I just go and I know what God wants me to do and I know what I'm supposed to do and I just do it. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, I'm so fortunate to have such a supportive husband.
Oh my goodness, your husband, he's amazing for you. He's just absolutely amazing because of the fact that you've been through so much and you had a child when you met him, which is a big thing right there, that he's just so supportive. Like he just, like if you say, okay, you know, my friend needs an operation, let's just raise some money for her. You know, let's just, how can we help her? Oh, we can help her and get a car. You know, and he would just go with you. He would just do it. He never said, I don't think we should, or I don't want to get involved. Uh-huh. He just was there. It's just like, oh, okay. You know, so for two people who are opposite, like you and your husband, you're alike in a lot of ways that you don't realize it, you know? Yeah. So being on the outside, I see that. And but in some ways it's made you able to kind of get ahead of yourself. Do you understand?
I like to get the cart before the horse.
Yes. Like you get ahead of yourself and you kind of like have blinders on. And then sometimes you're, you know, wait a minute, you know, you got to pull back. You got to calm down. You know, it isn't just as cut and dry as you think it is.
I'm learning to do that with myself now because I've done things like gotten goats before I even had fencing. And so I'm learning to go, okay, slow it down, you know, because I have a couple of friends that are similar personalities as mine and we're rescue rangers. Like that's what we call ourselves. We're rescue rangers. And my grandma was always a rescuer. And so I've learned to kind of like, okay, slow it down, stop and think, do this first, like prepare yourself. You know, so because normally I would jump into the deep end and then figure it out along the way.
Yeah, I think that's what I do. You know, I kind of do the same thing. I just kind of get wrapped up in you know, and not think about what I say or do. And then afterwards realize that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I think we're different in that way. And just not a lot, but just a little bit. Like I can call and I'll start, oh, Baba, you know, this person. Oh, I just had the hugest fight. You know, can you freaking believe it? You know, whatever. And you'll just listen, you know, you just listen. And then you'll call me like, again, it's our parallel and it'll be the same way. You remember that time you called me when, your aunt had passed and you we're working out the will, her, your aunt's will and all that kind of stuff. And because you didn't bend down to your parents' demands or your dad's demands rather, they actually told you, you couldn't go to a funeral of your uncle.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was just so amazing that you could even call anybody up and say, I don't want you there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just, I mean, I know how devastated that it made you.
We operate in entirely different ways, and it's interesting the ways that they operate and the ways that I operate. But again, I've learned so much from like ways I don't want to be that has in your, like you have mentioned, it shaped who I am, because right. I know there's so many ways I don't want to be, and it has helped mold me into who I do want to be. Mm-hmm. That's a place that I find really important is knowing like who I am and maintaining that character and maintaining the importance of my own, like being able to sleep at night, you know? Yeah. So, but yeah, I think it's helped mold me. Like you've said, you know, I agree with you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, gosh, we got to go to break again.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to go to break for a couple of minutes. Right. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. This is Trish Smith. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Do I have time to go to the bathroom?
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What are you connected to? Or what are you disconnected from? Tune into The Connected Conversation with Brett Hill on TTRLive.com and learn how to avoid unnecessary suffering and activate your mind-body connection. Step into a life that works for you. Flourish and express our natural creativity and exuberance as you learn how to look deep within and find your natural allies and connect authentically with yourself, others, and the world. To learn more, visit TheConnectedConversation.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk, and I'm your host, Trish Smith. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for staying tuned. With me today, I have my friend, Lorraine Antonopoulos, and we were just talking about how we've been through the good, the bad, and the ugly with each other, and we're still enjoying each other after all these years. So you've got this wild child friend, Trish. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's always up to something,
right?
I guess that's what Aaron had said to me once. It's never been boring, you know.
No, it hasn't been boring, especially when you bought that timeshare that you really couldn't need.
Oh my goodness.
It's still
hanging. Buy a timeshare.
Yeah. Which is interesting because I know that you were so tight, you know, you lived on such a good budget, a tight budget, or yeah. Knew what you can and cannot do.
And I was frugal. I stayed within that budget. I was raised, if you can't afford it, you can't have it. So I never bought extra.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But what you spend at Christmas for your boys, I think you were like, I spend $50 on them each.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no possible way. It's That doesn't nobody does that.
I've always had a lot of self-discipline in many ways. And it's been good. I think I'm grateful for that. I also don't have an addictive personality. Like I know other people, you know, like are addicts. And so I'm fortunate in that way that I'm not wired that way. Right. So when I decided to quit drinking, I quit drinking, you know, and so having that self-discipline with finances was nice too, because I was living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. As we all were.
So I didn't buy things I couldn't afford and, you know, that was a good thing.
Yeah. You know? It kept you going.
But yeah, I had to end up with a timeshare. I tell you what. So, so I wanted to also talk on, I've mentioned your mom in other episodes, and your mom was somebody that is very important to me, and some of the things that she taught me, I carry them throughout my life with me. And so one of my memories is just, I remember being at work and we were, you know, working on the playground, and I remember her taking me aside and praying over me. And just laying on hands and praying over me. And I'm forever grateful for that. I'm forever grateful for her taking the time. And I know, you know, in our conversations, you would tell me like, you know, she had to go to the hospital. She had this, you know, incident, and she's in there with the nurses and she's praying over them. And it was like everywhere she went, She just did exactly what God asked her to do, and she stopped and she listened and she prayed.
If she felt the need to pray, she just prayed. It didn't matter. Yeah. You could be a person at the grocery store, quite honestly. Yeah. And that's what she did. That was her, you know, ministry. But her ministry was just of teachings, making sure people knew how to help themselves, you know, and just to not... You know, it was interesting because that's how you look at her. And I look at her as my mom.
Right. So
I know that when she would deal with things, she was always different.
Yeah.
Because she's my mom, you know, right. Where you looked at her as, oh, she's Lorraine's mom, you know, yeah. And that's a whole different thing. So I do get what I do understand what you're saying and how she was. I think that day was, I know it was the last day of school.
Okay.
And she was, because she had lived in Orange County and she had come out here and stayed with me, which she did all the time before she moved in. But we had been friends for a little bit, not real long, but enough.
Yeah.
And she came in, and I don't know. It's just the weirdest thing because I don't know how I even got her there to school. I don't even know why she was there, unless other than the fact that, you know, Hannah, she could have had something to do with whatever grade Hannah was in. But I remember everybody's complaining, you know, our so-called workers, you know, they're so busy looking at you and they're not doing their job. And to me, it was just like, didn't faze me, you know, because I been around it.
And I'll never forget too, because I remember I was sitting on the bench and your mom was like, can I pray over you? I was like, yes, please. You know? And so I remember sitting there and the kids are looking and the teachers are looking, everybody's looking as they walk by, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm soaking this up, man. I am grateful. I've got someone that is taking the time to pray over me, and I felt so much better, and I appreciated her taking that time with me. But I also think it's kind of funny, like when you're mentioning that, like that was my mom. Because sometimes I wonder, like with my kids, you know, if they're like, that's my mom, because I'm very different. And, you know, so I know sometimes I talk to other people and they'll go, oh, thank you for that information. Right. Because somehow with me, like all roads lead back to like gut health or something. You know? And I can tell like my kids are like, oh, my goodness, if she talks about gut health one more time. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, that was another thing I wanted to touch on in this episode was like, how we're perceived in the world, right? Like, you know, I mean, like you said, it's like I'm looking at your mom one way and she's your mom, so you're looking at her another way.
Right, yeah.
And you look at me differently than like my husband looks at me differently. Like we all look at each other. So I find it fascinating, like how somebody is interpreting us or how somebody is seeing us, you know? Because we just don't really think of that.
I think with us is I don't, what's the word I'm trying to say? I don't look at you as one way. You know, I just look at you as you. Okay, I don't look at like, you know, I don't know what you were just saying, but I just, like when my mom would pray over you, I mean, when my mom would talk to you, I just would walk away because it wasn't my, I was like, nope, just give them the space. I don't need to be a part of it. I don't even need to hear anything after it because I already knew that it was what the Lord wanted at that point, you know, where other people, and it was funny because everybody else is getting so wild and, oh, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. And no. And I just, you know, you get to a point in your life where I just don't care. And I don't care what people think of me. And I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but it works for me.
Yeah.
You know, it helps. It keeps me knowing that. And I think a lot of it too, with, you know, getting older, it just doesn't matter. You know, if I want to do this, I'm going to do it. It's, you know, I don't need your opinion. You know,
right,
if you
yeah.
give it to me, I'll listen, but I don't really care. You yeah. know, I really don't care.
I think that is something that does come along with age too, because, and also maybe even more and more lost, because after I moved up here and I suffered so many major losses back to back, it's like you get to the point where like, yeah, you know what? Like I really just can't worry about what other people think.
You know, your priorities are different. And what's that famous saying? You know, choose your battles. You know, it's choosing your battles. What are you going to do? You know, and part of you and me that kind of are the same is that we want to continue the battles. Do you know what I mean? We want to say, well, I know we have to pick and choose, but come on, can't you? This is what we need to do.
Mm-hmm, good fight.
Okay, this is what I told Aaron we need to do. I told Paula what I need to do. And everybody else is like, Lorraine, choose. And I'm like, no, I don't have to choose because it's all together. That's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're like that in a lot of ways, that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's important or not important, or, you know, choosing my battle to be happy or whatever. I just think that it's, that's something that you and I have in common. Like, we'll take the battle, but we'll go with it. Like, we just go with it, or everybody else is like, don't worry about it, you know, whatever. And we just keep going. And so that's kind of, you know, another thing that.
Yeah. I think like for me, it's like when I'm in the good fight, like I'm not going to give up. You know, and I think that has served me well as, you know, being a friend and being a family member and in my practice too, is not giving up. And I think it's important, like, so giving up on either myself or others. And I always try to remind myself during my really hard times in life that my story is not over yet. I just try to remind myself, like, sometimes it's really hard in the middle and this isn't the end of the story. And so when I look at other people, I think this isn't the end of their story either. And so that's what keeps me going in that good fight, right? Because it's not over yet. And so I think it's important to stick things out and be able to get the benefit at the end of it rather than giving up in the middle of something. So I think that helps us to hang on to long-term relationships too. I think you and I both see relationships long-term.
Quite honestly, I don't look at it anyway. It's just, you know, we're in the moment and this is what's going on in the moment. I can't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, I can't worry. I mean, we used to like, oh my God, what are we going to do about these kids at school and the fighting, you know, that kind of stuff we had to work on. So yeah, we did have to worry about those things, but
like with our family members too, it's like, we know that like, we're going to be here. Like you and I both know. And I think that's something that it is a really strong thing between us, is that you and I both know that like, no matter what happens, like we're going to be there for our kids. We're going to like till our last breath.
Oh,
like,
course. Absolutely.
We don't like mess around like that. So
no, we don't kick our kids out at 16.
No, we don't do that. No. I'd be like, you can live. I used to tell my kids, you can live with me forever.
Yeah.
I shouldn't admit that.
I mean, they still do. No.
Yeah. Now they're out of the house and I'm over here like, I just, yeah, live with me forever. I know I'm that mom, but so that is the wrap on our episode. But thank you for being with me today.
Sure.
And I guess we'll have to go. But thank you, everybody, for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Pure Intuitive Talk. I'm your host, Trish Smith. And once again, thank you, Lorraine. And I will talk to you later.
All righty.
Thank you for listening to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith, your Pure Intuitive Guide. Come back and join us for encouragement to take responsibility and to connect to your whole being. Remember that every moment is the right moment to choose peace, acceptance, and forgiveness. We all have the courage to look deep within, get real with ourselves, and make upgrades to our ways of interacting with the world. It's been my privilege to share this hour with you. For more information about me, go to pureintuitiveguide.com. That's pureintuitiveguide.com. Thanks again, and we will see you here next time on Transformation Talk Radio.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What are you connected to? Or what are you disconnected from? Tune into The Connected Conversation with Brett Hill on TTRLive.com and learn how to avoid unnecessary suffering and activate your mind-body connection. Step into a life that works for you. Flourish and express our natural creativity and exuberance as you learn how to look deep within and find your natural allies and connect authentically with yourself, others, and the world. To learn more, visit TheConnectedConversation.com.